This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to episode 5, Moments with the Quran. Today, we take the following ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah in which Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Allah says, seek assistance through sabr, which is patience, and salah. And we know what salah is. And Allah says that this matter is something heavy and difficult, except for those who humbly submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Now this particular ayah particularly is directed to the Jews and Banu Israel. And we know that Banu Israel were a people who forcefully and deliberately went against the teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them via their prophets. Allah gave them a lot of knowledge, gave them a lot of wisdom to remain guided and to remain on earth the way Allah wanted them to be on earth. But subhanallah, they preferred their whims and their fancies over the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did gymnastics with the meanings in terms of what came to them in their revelation to justify their evil practices and evil behavior, subhanallah. So Allah commands them to assist themselves in following the revelation, in following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in accepting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger through patience and salah. And some of the scholars say patience here refers to fasting. Some of the scholars of tafsir have highlighted this, because to fast you need patience. And some have said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by the waw in this ayah, ala, يعني استعينوا بالصبر على الصلاة, that you need to gather a lot of patience to be able to observe the salah diligently, and the salah observed with diligence will help you. It will be easy for those who humbly submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for those who don't, it will be something heavy. The crux of it, brothers and sisters, is subhanallah, the salah has such an amazing presence in our life, and it does so much for us. And from the biggest things that the salah does for us is that the salah assists us in putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, in putting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, in putting the directives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. That whenever shaitan blasts us with doubts and misconceptions and so on and so forth, we latch onto our salah, and our salah will assist us in being guided. And subhanallah, just a few ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Banu Israel, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَا الرَّاكِعِينَ. Subhanallah, Allah commands them to establish the salah and give the zakah, because salah and zakah is not something specific to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, previous nations had it as well, but they had it in different ways. And we know this because at the end of this ayah, Allah says, establish the salah and pray with the worshippers. Worship with the worshippers. But Allah doesn't say, observe the salah with the worshippers. Rather, Allah says, bow with those who bow, with those who observe the salah through bowing, teaching us that the salah of the Jews didn't have something known as ruku'. They didn't have a bowing in their salah. This worship of Allah through salah, when you bow, is something specific to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah is telling the Jews, accept Islam and accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the final messenger, and assist yourself in accepting these realities through being diligent with your salah. The salah helps. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding them towards. He's telling them what's right and giving them a technique and a strategy to assist themselves in getting over themselves and doing the right thing. And salah is going to help them do that, subhanallah. Worship Allah the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught you to worship Allah. And Allah is telling the Jews around these ayat that you're commanding people towards good and towards that which is right, but you forget about yourselves. You're teaching them the Torah, but you forget to implement the Torah upon yourself. Subhanallah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, here we see, subhanallah, what the salah does for us in terms of maintaining our guidance. But the salah does more, subhanallah. You know, yesterday we discussed, you know, how life throws at us straight balls and curve balls, and there's a universal law of life. And we discussed that yesterday, subhanAllah, in assisting ourselves in dealing with these straight and curve balls. But also one of the ways to assist ourselves in dealing with the straight and curve balls that life throws at us is through being diligent with our salah. Subhanallah. Allah says in another surah in the Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا, that mankind has been created in haste and they love to be, you know, to rush in things. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا, if goodness comes to them, they hold it, they put it in their heart and they prefer it over other things, subhanallah, sometimes over human beings, sometimes over their Lord, subhanallah. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرْ جَزُوعًا, and when difficulty comes to them, you see them acting in a strange way, in a shocking way, in a way unbefitting, subhanallah. In a way whereby they complain and they point fingers and so on and so forth. But then Allah says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّي, subhanallah, except the people who observe the salah and they're diligent upon their salah. They perform their salah on time. They continuously are with their salah and they protect the way they observe their salah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in a month of salah, just as we are in a month of patience and the month of fasting and the month of Al-Quran. This month we are going to be saying Allahu Akbar so many times. Right? Allah is greater. Allah is greater. And this is one of the elements in the salah that helps us, that develops us, that matures us, that strengthens us to deal with the waking of every day and the sleeping of every night, that you train yourself through every movement of the prayer that Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Greater than what? Allah is greater than everything outside of the salah. Allah is greater than me, than my desires, than my whims, than my fancies, than my difficulties, than my family. Allah is greater than everything. Whatever life throws at me, bring it on. I am a Muslim who prays, and Allah, if He takes me to it, He will take me through it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything, and I train myself diligently every day through every raqah of every salah about this fact. And alhamdulillah, given how Ramadan is a month of the night prayer, subhanallah, how many times are we going to be saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? So remember this, brothers and sisters in Islam, the next time you pray. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.